Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The news of the day, it just broke. LeBron James, now we know he'd been out supposedly with COVID. And today, and that was just a few days ago. And the thinking would he'd be out was that he'd be out for 10 days or at least close to that, because he had to do a double negative test within 24 hours. And I was texting with someone close to LeBron, Rob, when this broke. And the person never confirmed to me that he had COVID. Mm-hmm. And he just seemed baffled. He was like, look, I mean, not just that LeBron feels fine. A lot of people that get COVID, some do feel fine. But he just wasn't sure. He was just like, this is strange. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what's kind of going on? Which was odd to me, because, again, I was like, well, he obviously has COVID. But they apparently, when LeBron flew back home to L.A. from Sacramento, they kept doing tests on him, and they kept coming back negative. And now he obviously has done his two negative tests. And the NBA has said that apparently he was not a positive. So it was a false positive. Think about that, Rob. Of all the people in the league, this is Rob G, is this the first false positive that's been public with the NBA? Because, yeah, it's the first one for all, Rob. How incredible is that, that the first false positive is the face of the league?
No, I agree.
That's strange.
And if I had tickets to that Knicks-Lakers game a couple days ago, I want a refund.
Man.
I mean,
well,
I'm pissed.
That one, wasn't he was suspended.
Oh, that was a suspension,
yeah,
you're right,
for the
you're
Isaiah
right.
Stewart situation.
You're right. I know it was back-to-back almost, right, okay.
Right, and then they played, well, they did play Sacramento again.
Right,
and
then,
they were able to win.
Right.
But here's the thing, Rob. What if they had lost? And we don't expect it to come down to one game with the Lakers to get in the playoffs, but what if they had lost and it did right. come down to that?
Yeah,
it
just, I mean, the only thing you could say is that he's not the false positives happen. That's why there's a thing called a false positive, because
right.
it can happen. And they even say that with tests, you got to be careful. Even I've seen all kinds of tests, Chris, like it's got to be retested and you got to get another one. You know what I mean? Before
yep.
you say you have this or you don't for sure. Cause sometimes
Absolutely.
Those things happen, but for Lakers fans, it's good that he'll be back.
And good for him. I mean, we look, some people get COVID and it's not a big deal. Others get it and it runs them through the ringer. So you don't want to hear anybody has COVID. So I'm happy for LeBron.
I'm with you.
And glad he doesn't
I'm with
have
you.
It.
No one.
For his health.
We went through it.
Basketball.
We've
right.
lost some loved ones. We lost some friends. I just, yep. if you can avoid it, avoid it.
Yep, absolutely. So now, Rob, the league did respond with thinking that LeBron's out on Friday against the Clippers. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard isn't there. The league took the Lakers-Clippers game off of national television.
But is that the league's
place,
call or ESPN's call? I don't think that's the league's call.
ESPN, I'm sorry. Right. They're in cahoots. I don't know.
No, I know, but I don't
exactly
think
has the
right.
final say. But let's say it's ESPN. And they put the Suns and the Warriors, the two top teams in the league record-wise, who just played, was it Tuesday night? Great game. And they are putting them back on their rematch Friday night instead of the Lakers. Do you, because the Lakers, you know, even without LeBron, they got star power with Westbrook and Anthony Davis. And now you throw LeBron in there and the Clippers
and
still
Carmelo.
Have Paul George.
I mean, they got star.
Yeah.
How many guys
mean,
we just talked about, Chris, are on the top 75?
Right.
Got
I mean, Carmelo's
guys.
A little bit of a, you know, he's more of a role player at this point. But, yeah, he's still Carmelo Anthony. But do you think that ESPN or the league or whoever made the call made a mistake?
I think it's a mistake. I think it's an overreaction. They had the great matchup on Tuesday night. That was the game people wanted to see. I'm not saying that people won't watch it if it's on. But to X out Los Angeles and act like Los Angeles isn't a big player or people aren't interested. Guess what? People like to see a train wreck, too. Oh, I hate to break it to you.
That's your argument?
Yeah, that's
the
my
Lakers
argument.
The Lakers are a train wreck.
Yes.
Let's
and they
want to
see, like what's going on in L.A.? How come this isn't working with LeBron and Westbrook or whatever? I'm just saying, to take the Lakers off in the first week in December, this ain't like the game between Golden State and Phoenix is going to determine the top seed in the Western Conference, and we're in April. I get that. They just played a couple days ago. This is an overreaction. This is doing too much. It ain't that important. They're not going to set an all-time record for television ratings on a Friday night on ESPN. I hate to break it to you. I'm not saying people won't watch it. They won't have a choice. If you want to watch basketball Friday night, and that's the national game, just like if the Lakers and Clippers were on, people would have watched it. So I just think that, you know, it's a slight to LeBron, a slight to Los Angeles.
Well, no, it's not a slight to LeBron.
Yes,
he was out. He was out. When
he's in.
They thought he was out. They wouldn't have. They would. Yeah, now he is, but the decision's been made.
Are you so sure?
I don't know if they'll go back. No, when they made the decision to the Phoenix game, it was LeBron was out. So it has nothing to do with
it. But are you sure that even if LeBron was in? Even if LeBron was in?
I mean, I wasn't in the meetings, but my point is the ruling came down.
No, I get
after
that.
LeBron was out. So
but
it has nothing to do with him other than, I mean, it's not a slight on him.
But I'm saying,
maybe a slight on Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, Paul
but
George.
But I'm saying that because those two teams are hot, that maybe they would have tried to do it anyway.
I don't
even
think so.
Because the Lakers and Clippers, they feel, even though it's the number two TV market in the country, they would rather
they're not.
They're
not taking LeBron off. I wasn't in the meetings. I don't know 100%. But I there's no way you're taking the face of the league off. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. They wouldn't have taken LeBron.
I think that the way it is, I don't know. How great were the ratings Tuesday night? Do we know Rob G?
I don't know, but look, my feeling, Rob, is that I'm fine with it. Because, I like watching the Lakers play, even without LeBron. You made a point that is relevant. People like watching a train wreck. I'm not looking at it as a train wreck. I'm looking at it as I want to continue to see how Russell Westbrook fits in with the Lakers, Anthony Davis, how he plays without LeBron. Obviously, if LeBron is there, it adds even more spice to it. How do LeBron and Westbrook fit together? And they're one of the better teams in the league. You know, I still believe that, even though their record's poor, because LeBron's been out half the season. So I'm with you. Look, if it was Lakers-Clippers Friday night, I'd be fine with it, and I'd be tuned in. But if it's Golden State and Phoenix, I'm still tuned in. In fact, I Golden State to me, and not just because of Steph Curry, it's the way they play. They're the funnest team in the league to watch to me because they play a free-flowing five-man basketball style. Obviously, Steph is shooting crazy shots. Draymond's doing his thing as a great defender and playmaker. Jordan Poole's emerged. Andrew Wiggins, I like his game as a third, fourth option. So I like watching Golden State and a rematch with Phoenix. I do think it's big. Obviously, nothing's decided in December. But if Phoenix beats them again, it's a statement. It's more of a statement than could be made in the Lakers-Clippers game. And so I hear you. I mean, if they hadn't made this move, I'd have been fine watching the Lakers-Clippers because even without LeBron, there's plenty of star power. But, man, I got no issue whatsoever. In fact, if you give me my choice, I'd rather watch Phoenix-Golden State than Lakers-Clippers.
Yeah, I watched it already Tuesday night. It did really well, 2.4 million viewers. The best regular season game in almost since 2019, and that makes sense because that game with the Suns winning 16 in a row, that's definitely. Now as you go to the next one, I doubt they'll have the same ratings or they're as good, but
it's a Friday night. I don't know if that helps, hurts.
Friday night TV is not great.
That's not
people go out. I just don't think that the same game, the same two teams 3 days later is the way you normally want to do it. I just think
some of the
luster falls off of it.
I actually think there's more luster because now Phoenix, assuming they win their next game, I don't know if they play tomorrow, I guess. Yeah. No, they'll be on a back-to-back, yeah. They play tomorrow against Detroit. Assuming they win that game, they'll be on now an 18-game win streak. They just beat Golden State to kind of make a statement that we're the best team in the league, not you. And now let's see if Golden State can answer. If they can't, now we're like, uh-oh, Phoenix is definitely that squad. So I think it adds a little more excitement.
Two games in a week and the first 20, like that's going to determine it?
No, it doesn't determine. I mean, but I'm saying for right now, I don't think it takes away the luster. I think it actually adds to it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For those that don't know, Antonio Brown suspended for 3 games because you remember a couple of weeks ago, the story came out that he had purchased a fake COVID vaccination card. Now, he denied it. His lawyer
denied it.
His agent
came out.
The player, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers denied it, said it was legitimate. And the NFL did an investigation along with the Players Association, Rob. And the conclusion is that he indeed had a fake COVID vaccination card. Two other teammates, Mike Edwards Franklin III, are also suspended. So they're suspended for 3 games.
With no pay.
With no pay. Go ahead and get to where you were.
What I don't understand is, like, there are rules and different stuff that goes on. And all I keep seeing is, well, what about Aaron Rodgers?
I know. I saw it too. It's ridiculous.
And some people I've seen, Chris, are credible people.
Really?
Who are on, yes.
Because I thought it was just like, you know, kind of knuckleheads out there on Twitter.
Nah, some credible people. I'm like, do you, like, there's a Players Association, there's protocol. Like, really? Like, there's something here that I just don't understand people to automatically go there. We know he lied. He was fined by the league. But, Chris, they said that his teammates all knew he wasn't vaccinated. Now
you're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
I am with you, Rob. We went off on Aaron Rodgers.
We went off, both of us. So we're not making any excuses.
We didn't defend Aaron Rodgers. In fact, I thought he should be suspended.
Right,
I said for 1 game, he should be at least 1 game. He should be suspended. But this is worse, because at least to your point, Rob, Aaron Rodgers, his teammates knew that he was not vaccinated. All right, what he did was lie and mislead the public,
yes,
and the media. Now that's bad. We don't want to be lied to, but that's not the same as the people he's in contact with regularly.
Every day.
Yes, they knew. Now, I'm sure, and I think it came out, he did break some protocol with them. You know, he went
right,
to the
and that's
party.
Why he was fine.
He wasn't
perfect, definitely, right.
But there's a difference in lying to the media, which, let's face it, Rob, players and organizations do
that
it
all
lot.
The time.
Right. And lying to your teammates, which he didn't do. Antonio Brown, Rob, everybody except maybe these other two players in their organization thought he was vaccinated.
That's the point. That's the point, Chris. That's what I don't understand, the running to the defense of, dude, it's illegal, Chris. You know it's a felony?
It could be a felony.
It's a felony, only a three-game suspension. Yeah, it's a felony to get fake documentation. What don't you understand?
Let me ask you this, Rock, because I don't know. I've seen a little bit here and there. Are people making it a racial issue? Rodgers was not.
What's the difference? Aaron Rodgers lied too. That's what they say.
Stop it. This ain't about race. I'm going to be honest, Rob. I think Antonio Brown should be suspended for the rest of the season.
You said it. Chris, do you remember the big suspension that the guy in hockey, I forgot his name, remember we talked about it?
Wasn't it 21? Was it 21
days? He missed 21 games or something from the NHL. He did the same thing. He got a fake, a phony vaccination card. That's a felony. You can't do that.
Yeah, to make this a racial issue, every single thing is not a racial issue. You know, just stop it. Some people of all races, including African Americans, do some things wrong.
Right.
All right. A lot of times it is race. This ain't race. And you really hurt the real racial things or the real cases of racism when you go there with something like this. Antonio Brown has been making ridiculous decisions time after time, month after month, year after year. And Rob, you know, I picked Tampa Bay to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I love them. He's a great player, and he would help him get to the Super Bowl. So I love to have my pick be right. But I think he should be out for the rest of the year. This is a felony.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This is not, no. And again, Aaron Rodgers, I called for him to be suspended, not for the rest of the season, but a game or two. But this is worse. Just like Aaron Rodgers did is worse than Kyrie.
Right.
Right? There's degrees to everything.
Exactly. Kyrie, again, he decided not to get it. Fine. Told the team he's not playing, right? Chris, you can't argue with that. He decided not to do it, and he's living with the consequences, right?
Yep.
Half pay, not playing with his team. Okay, fine. But you can't break the law. Hello? This is not the NFL law, Chris. They did their piece.
Absolutely.
This is law. It's a felony. And his agent got up there, Chris, this is a ridiculous report, all this other stuff. Go read the quotes from his agent.
Yep.
Ridiculous. You can't have people breaking the law at that level when they know what the consequences are.
No,
I just don't understand
it. I have much more respect for you if you just come out a la Kyrie Irving, a la Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, right? Not vaccinated, Carson Wentz, whoever. And just say, it's a personal decision. I'm not getting vaccinated. Now, I may disagree with you. I do disagree with you. But you at least being honest and upfront and you're manning up and saying, look, this is what I'm doing. Shoot your shots at me if you want. Whatever happens, the consequences, I'm ready to take them. But Antonio Brown, Rob, and according to the story, the original story that first broke all this, he just didn't want to go through the daily protocol.
Right.
I mean, he did. Apparently, there was some apprehension about what the vaccine might do to his body. But a lot of it, too, Rob, and you know this, if you're not vaccinated, it's a lot more you have to go through every day, right?
And you've got to be tested all the time.
Yep.
It's a headache.
It's a hassle. Exactly. And he didn't want to go through that. So this is, man, come on. This is just bad. And now, and I'm going to say this, Rob, and I think you might disagree. You think that the Buccaneers actually have some fault. I don't fault the Buccaneers, but I'm just looking at this like, what is going on, though, in the country to the point where, like, I think everybody who's vaccinated, it should be put into a computer and it should be easy for people to find if you're vaccinated. I think, when I went to get my booster shot, my first vaccination, they didn't put me into a computer to my knowledge.
Right.
And it was Johnson & Johnson, so I think I was just getting some water put into my
shoulder.
Right. But you know, they didn't put me into a computer to my knowledge. But my booster shot, they did have a computer there, and they're going through stuff, and I think I'm in a computer now.
Right.
We can't just trust these little freaking cards that you can probably, that anybody who's got any degree of technological savvy can probably duplicate. There's no watermark on these cards, right? Like a check.
Right.
So we, that, like, it should be simple to find out if Antonio Brown is vaccinated. And I'm not saying use it against people, but just so we know.
Here's why I'm down on the Bucks, Chris. There's 32 teams. Nobody else has been busted for this so far. I'm not saying that there aren't any other. And the Bucks have three on their squad. Three. You got to be doing a better due diligence. I don't know, Chris.
What should they do? I mean,
I don't know. Do you contact where they got the shot? Who's your doctor? Who's your physician? I don't know. It takes, you only got 53 guys. It's phone calls. We need your doctor's name or whoever administered the shot. Find out who that is. What day did you take the shot or whatever? It's a phone call. You get some people in an office, Chris, to make phone calls to verify. That's all I'm saying. It's a phone call. And if you have a doctor, it's easy.
Well, a lot of people just go into.
Well, but if you're a professional athlete, you got to have a doctor, is what I'm saying. Like, did your patient, and the doctor's not going to lie to you. I'm just saying a doctor or where you took the shot.
But aren't some people, you can get them at CVS, right?
Yeah, but I think there's some documentation.
But I don't know that there's doctors. Right, there should be. I mean, you're not, I don't think you're way off. I mean, I guess.
I'm just saying.
I just think overall it's bizarre.
But you remember the Bucks came out.
They were to find out who's vaccinated.
Right, but the Bucks came out. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. We did our, remember that?
We checked.
I mean, they went out.
I don't think they called it ridiculous, but I think they were like, look, we looked at the documentation. I bet you it looks just like everybody else's card.
But you knew there was some smoke here, Chris, because the other guy owed him, AB owed this guy money. And the guy couldn't get his money.
It was a chef, right? His former chef or something.
A former chef in L.A., I think, right? Was a chef.
Yeah.
And you know people, they know dirt, Chris. And if you do them wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what this is.
This is how we find out a lot of stuff.
AB didn't pay him the money. Yep. And now think about it, right? I think it was $10,000 he owed him?
Yep.
Rob G, correct us if we're wrong. Now, you could have given the guy $10,000.
Thank you.
And now you're going to lose how much? How many hundreds of thousands?
Three game checks.
Tens of thousands, yeah.
Three game, way more than $10,000, Chris.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, look, like I said, I think he should be gone for the rest of the season. And, Rob, some of this is track record. But the bottom line is a felony. But, AB, I mean, come on, man. You're getting chance after chance because you could play football. But just do the right thing, man. Even if, like I said, just say, you know, I'm not getting vaccinated.
It's okay.
They would have let you play.
I just don't get
You're great. Right. So come on, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
John Gruden, we all know what happened to him a few months ago. I don't know, a month and a half ago, whatever it's been now. Where he was forced to resign. They found emails that were racist and misogynistic and so on and so forth. And Brent Musburger, who I would guess is the same with you. You know, when I was a kid, Rob, I loved Brent Musburger.
No, he was.
Right?
When he did the NFL Today on CBS, yep. And it was
Irv Cross. Phyllis. What was her name?
Phyllis George.
Phyllis George, right.
And Jimmy the Greek Schneider,
yep,
who was the handicapper back then when gambling wasn't a big deal, Chris. You know what I mean? Like Jimmy the Greek.
Right.
And Irv Cross was the first player, right, who made that jump from.
Was he the first?
I think he was, like, to network television. Like, the Irv Cross was with CBS.
In studio. Because obviously you had,
you know,
guys
what I mean?
Like O.J. Simpson was calling games.
Right.
No,
I'm talking about like a studio host.
Right.
He might have been Irv Cross.
Right.
A buddy of ours, Cliff Brown, wrote a book about Irv Cross.
Really?
Okay. But Brent Musburger was a guy, a television god. He was CBS's Howard Cosell.
He was. And he did NBA as well. Yep. I mean, as football, basketball, like he was the man. You're right, Rob. A lot of people who are younger, I mean, he's still around. He's still doing his thing here and there. But they don't understand how big he was.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't obviously Howard Cosell.
No. Nobody's Howard Cosell.
Probably a Bob Costas.
Right. But I meant like CBS's top guy that. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, he spoke about John Gruden and losing his job, and here he is.
As I told Coach, whoever took you out, John, that was a paid assassin, okay? That was one of the best hit jobs that I've ever been around, okay? They didn't go to their media goombas. They didn't leak this to Adam Schefter, or one of those guys who breaks stories. They first went to the Wall Street Journal. And when Gruden was still coaching after that, then they dumped the rest of it on the New York Times. That was a professional hit job.
All right, Rob, have at it.
Stop it! Brent Musburger, shame on you. And already, you already know, Chris, when he called John Gruden coach, okay? Brent Musburger doesn't play for the Raiders. I know he's an 80-year-old man, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But don't try to always, this is the thing that drives me crazy. Can you address what John Gruden said in those emails? There's no hit job if you weren't talking down to women and gay people and black people. There would be no hit job. Stop it. Blaming these people. If John Gruden had better sense and treated all people with respect, and wasn't dumb enough, how about Brent Musburger calling John Gruden dumb to use your work email to send out disparaging stuff or to call the commissioner the P word and other bad words, Chris? What about John Gruden's culpability in this? This whole idea was a hit job. They can't hit you if you don't have dirt behind you. It doesn't matter what they want. It's called journalism. What happens is they went through emails, and guess what? They found stuff. And he mentioned Adam Schefter. They found stuff on Adam Schefter as well, Chris. And guess what happened?
They did.
It got leaked.
Right.
A hit job. As if, they just wanted you out regardless. No. Barry Bonds is going through the very same thing, Chris, as he tries to get into the Hall of Fame. Guess what? He never had a test positive. Baseball never suspended him. And when the government went to Balco, they weren't looking for Barry Bonds.
Right.
His name was in the file. So he could say all he wants. Well, this ain't fair. But they weren't going. The government wanted me. No, they didn't. Just like the NFL was going through the Washington football team emails, Chris, not John Gruden's emails at ESPN. He got caught up. If you're clean and you're not doing that, there's no hit job. Well, I told Coach that this was a professional hit job. They didn't send their goombas or whatever he said out to get you. Come on, Brent. Make him responsible. John Gruden is out of work because John Gruden was a bad guy behind the scenes. He glad-handed everybody and treated everybody great. And then when he got on his laptop or his desktop, he wrote vile and bad things about people. Where's your comments about that stuff instead of talking about some damn hit job? Brent Musburger, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow. Well, not much to add, although I'll say this, Rob. This sounds like if I'm speeding, if I'm on the highway and the speed limit is 65 and I'm going 85 and I get pulled over and I'm mad that the cops pulled me over because I wasn't the only one speeding.
Right.
There's a lot of, everybody, I was going with the traffic. Everybody else was going 85. A couple people passed me up. That might be true, but I still was speeding.
I was
breaking the law myself. And that's the thing, Rob. It's what you tell your kids. All right? It don't matter if everybody's doing it. You have to do the right thing. And you're right, Brent, he didn't hit any of that. He didn't hit any of that, and you can't absolve, even if they went after Gruden, they didn't make up the email.
Thank you. There you go, Chris. Right? You just said it. This wasn't a plan. This wasn't like made up stuff to try to get him fired.
Right, right.
These are his personal emails from his work account. What?
Yeah.
They put a mic in his basement and he's in his home, Chris, with three of his closest friends talking, and they leaked that tape out.
Right.
This
has happened.
Yes.
I mean, we saw, as much as we might agree with what the Donald end Sterling. Result was with Donald Sterling, I mean, he's got an argument. That's just the privacy of your own home.
He's talking to a side piece on the phone.
Real talk. I mean, that's really what it was, right? And so this is nothing like that, and I'm with you there. So, yeah, Brent Musburger, he missed it on this one, Rob.